This weekend, very interesting article. And nose jobs for birds. And I'm just being very, very flippant. And that nose jobs for us humans are rather common these days, but it's completely new ground for aves, for birds. So it was with some interest that I read an article that the good people at Valpro, they are a vulture rescue and conservation group, announced a successful beak transplant on an injured vulture. It's a white-backed vulture where it was found with a mangled beak after it was hit by a car. So Valpro got in touch with the University of Pretoria's Veterinary Science Department, and they managed to transplant the beak of the perfectly good beak of a dead vulture and transplant that onto the injured vulture. Kerry Walter is the founder of Valpro, on the line from us from Hartbeespoort. Kerry, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time. From what I understand, this is in the realm of world firsts, particularly for vultures, that you've been able to transplant the beak, the entire beak of a deceased, a dead vulture, onto a living one. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here. And yes, you are correct. The procedure is a first for vultures. There have been similar procedures done on domesticated birds like parrots. But never before on a vulture. And I think what made this more unique is, there has been successful operations on birds with a prosthetic, almost using like a dental acrylic type material. But as far as we are aware, this is the first time that actually a real beak has been used in a scenario such as this.
Being unfamiliar with the physiology and the regrowth structure of particularly birds, how do you fasten the beak of a deceased bird onto a new one? And is there the ability to regenerate itself, or at least heal itself, or is it being held together with screws and pins and the like?
So a vulture's beak is just like one's nail. It does grow back, so it's keratin. So with time, and I mean a lot of time, the beak should regrow. It may never be perfectly normal because of the type of break that occurred, but it will regrow to the point where the other beak, the replacement beak, hopefully can be taken off. And it's been fastened, as you say, with screws. So there's four screws, two on each side. And that is from a, to obviously keep the beak stable. So it's been fastened on. So the actual beak kind of cupped the real beak, if that makes sense, the beak that's on the live bird. It kind of cups it, and then the screws are attached to the replacement beak into the actual beak on the bird, and it's secured in that manner.
We know that vultures, being scavengers, they often have to rip through the carcasses and remains of dead animals to feed. And from I've seen vultures and I've read up and I've watched documentaries, their beaks seem to be quite hardy. How confident are you that this particular beak will stay affixed, or is this bird going to be in some sort of bird rehabilitation facility for some time now for it to be at least monitored?
It's a good question. So the initial beak which we did, or should I say the University of Pretoria did, and they used dental acrylic, and that itself actually came off because of the ripping action that vultures have. This beak that we've now used is hardier. It's attached with, as I said, four screws. At this stage, the bird is still being fed pieces of meat, just from a monitoring point of view, to make sure that the beak is nice and secured. And once we're happy, we will then start feeding full carcasses and see how the bird does. But it is a long-term management for sure, because what we don't want to do is we don't want that ripping action to loosen anything and then the beak gets ripped off. If it does get ripped off, then obviously one's having to deal with more issues than what we started, because if it gets ripped off, it's almost like a horse that wears a shoe, and if it gets ripped off, you're ripping parts of that should we, in this case, the beak off, which we don't want. So we're being very, very cautious at this stage.
Of course, a very big advancement for veterinary science, but also we know that vultures are critically endangered in South Africa. So it is actually maybe a success for the species as well, this particular species of vulture, that more are reintroduced back into the wild to help bump up numbers.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the primary focus of what we do, is to try and prevent losses of birds in the wild. And so what we want is to get them out as soon as possible. Sometimes that's not always possible, but our primary focus is definitely trying to get them out as quickly as possible. Also, especially during breeding season, this is an adult bird, and vultures are monogamous. So once a mate or one of the mates has been lost, sometimes you have lost a breeding pair and sometimes they don't find another mate. So it is critical to try and get as many vultures back into the wild as possible.
Kerry Volta, who is the founder of Volpro, really appreciate your time. They are Vulture Rescue and Rehabilitation Facility. Thank you so much for your time.